Book 3. Dueling for a Haunted Lady. The Trojan squadrons, flanked by officers, drew up and sortied in a din of arms and shouting voices, wave on wave, like cranes in clamorous lines before the face of heaven, beating away from winter's gloom and storms over the streams of ocean, hoarsely calling to bring a slaughter on the pygmy warriors, cranes at dawn descending, beaked in cruel attack. The Achaeans, for their part, came on in silence, raging under their breath, shoulder to shoulder sworn. Imagine mist the south wind rolls on hills, a blowing bane for shepherds, but for thieves better than nightfall. Mist where a man can see a stone's throw and no more. So dense the dust that clouded up from these advancing hosts as they devoured the plain. And nearer the front ranks came, till one from the Trojan front detached himself to be the first in battle, vivid and beautiful. Alexandros, wearing a cowl of leopard skin, a bow hung on his back, a long sword at his hip, with two spears capped in pointed bronze. He shook them and called out to the best men of the Argives to meet him in the melee face to face. Menelaus, watching that figure come with long strides in the clear before the others, knew him and thrilled with joy. A hungry lion that falls on heavy game, an antlered deer or a wild goat, will rend and feast upon it, even though hunters and their hounds assail him. So Menelaus thrilled when he beheld Alexandros before his eyes. He thought, "I'll cut him to bits, adulterous dog," and vaulted down from his car at once with all his gear. But when Alexandros caught sight of him, emerging from the ranks, his heart misgave, and he recoiled on his companions, not to incur the deadly clash. A man who stumbles upon a viper in a mountain glen will jump aside. A trembling takes his knees, pallor his cheeks. He backs and backs away. In the same way Alexandros paced backward into the Trojan lines and edged among them, dreading the son of Atreus. Hector watched and said in scorn, "You bad luck charm! Paris, the great lover, a gallant sight! You should have had no seed and died unmarried. Would to God you had! Better than living this way in dishonor, in everyone's contempt. Now they can laugh, Achaeans who thought you were a first-rate man, a champion, going by looks, and no backbone, no staying power is in you. Were you this way then when you made up your crews and crossed the sea in the long ships for trafficking abroad? And when you then brought home a lovely woman from a far land, a girl already married whose brother-in-law and husband were great soldiers? Ruin for your father and all his realm, joy for our enemies, and shame for you.